excited for tomorrow's practice. We have a chance to launch tomorrow. Have a chance to get some guys out there getting some good speed. I haven't had a chance to get much speed work this week, so we'll see how tomorrow goes.
How have the ERC and Apple responded to what they've done so far this week?
Tomorrow's a big test for everybody, for those team included. And I don't want to speak too soon.
How much have you changed your schedule this week with having one less day? As far as like the intensity in practice, there's a day that you've had to kind of, what day did you cut out, I guess?
We modified our days. We pushed our Wednesday back, and Thursday we were smart as far as the loads go and the content.
So you didn't use any pads this week?
Correct.
You usually do. How do you think your team is? I mean, obviously there's been a lot of talk about Odell this week. How do you think it has affected the team in any way, or how much
I think did we they have get? A close-knit group of guys. We have a strong locker room, a confident locker room, and we'll push through it.
You said earlier in the week that you felt like this offense was getting ready to break out. What are some of the signs that you see that give you that indication?
I think I have confidence in the players first and foremost. I think we're strong down the middle. We have depth down the middle. I think our perimeter and our passing game is starting to come along timing-wise. We need more consistency. We need to be committed with discipline and poise and take advantage of our opportunities.
Odell's had some huge games in his career. Do you think he's part of that prime for a
Eagle? Listen, you know, that's top right now. We need to go out and do it, but we're capable of that.
You've got two losses in a row. How much of a kind of pressure point is this to kind of get things going that way and have a good start?
Yeah, you know, this is 1-16, and we're going to treat it the same. We got the same, same focus, same intensity, and going into each and every game. But this is 1-16. It just so happens that we're coming off of two games that we'd like to have back. We ran out of time in a couple games, so we need to put our best foot forward this week.
As a head coach, do you find it important to stay the same yourself? Regardless of the highs and the lows, is that something that you
learn along the way? It's, you know, if I'm going to ask the players to be committed to discipline and poise, then I have to do the same.
Does your safety position change if DRC or Apple are able to come back?
Does our safety position
Does it change? Does Leon Hall become
We have a lot of flexibility, and it depends on which back you are.
Shaw's been limited for 3 weeks, but he's basically been out there every day. What does he need to do? What's the kind of hurdle to actually be ready to play on game day?
You know, no different than I talked about earlier in the week. He has to demonstrate that, you know, he can protect himself, protect the ball, and protect the quarterback.
Has he demonstrated that?
Like I said, tomorrow's going to be a big day for a lot of people.
Is Andrew Adams, you anticipate him being your safety this week again?
He'll have an opportunity to play this.
What do you think of Odell being a talk in the Vatican?
I think everyone has had an opportunity to speak their mind on Odell and believe in that.
I know you said, you know, you guys have a close-knit group. Is there a way that this, you know, this Odell situation and everything around it that, I don't know, that could bring you guys closer together in some way?
I think every time you go through something together, it makes you stronger.
You mentioned you had to push through it. Term you said. In what ways did you think it was most necessary that came into your everyday preparation?
Yeah, what other options do we have?
Do you speak to McCarthy during your seasons at all, or do you not?
I usually don't even get a chance to speak to my wife, let alone any other coaches in the business.
So you don't?
So no, I don't do a great job of that anyway.
What about off-season?
Yes.
I know. I think he addressed it the other day. Will it be some element of special to you to be across the sideline?
No, it's 1-16. It's another opportunity to get on the field in a short week, so we'll be excited to get back to it.
Have you been back there since you left?
No.
How do you think Bobby Hart's done stepping in at right tackle last couple weeks?
He had a good week last week. He made some progress. He needs to make sure he's dialed in and ready to go this week.
There's no word on when Marshall will be back, but do you. How do you treat that? Can your guy get his job back, or does Bobby take that job long term?
That'd be a great problem to have.
Where do you stand in Rashad if he comes back? I mean, does he automatically get a starting spot back when he's fully healthy, or can other guys beat him out?
It's another hypothetical.
What's your feeling on that in general with a guy who gets injured and was a starter when he comes back? Does he?
Case by case basis. But again, another hypothetical.
Ben, we talked to Spags yesterday about the snap counts for JPP and OB and how high they are. The fact that JPP has only missed 5 defensive snaps this season. Do you look at this as a game or as a point where you need to start lowering their snap counts a little bit?
We'll take it on a game-by-game basis, but they're highly conditioned guys. They go very hard on the field, and it's something we'll monitor going forward.
So you don't do you see their performance dropping off because of the amount of snaps that they've played?
No.
2 more questions.
I'll throw out a random one. You keep moving Skinner and Thomas often on the practice squad. Just kind of what's the thinking behind that?
It's business transactions.